This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now we're going to hear from Shubham Goyal, who's sheltered in place with his parents in Danville. This isn't the first time he's undergone a quarantine. He was part of a reality show, and isolation was one of the rules.
Welcome to The Circle, the real-life game that asks, how far would you go to be popular on social media if there were $100,000 at stake?
During filming, Goyal discovered a lot about what it's like to not be able to leave your apartment and how to communicate with friends without ever seeing them in person. KALW's Julia Linus Goodman found out that those lessons are coming in handy during the quarantine.
In January, Netflix released season one of The Circle. The reality show is a popularity contest with a $100,000 prize. Players rank each other, but they never meet in person. They can only communicate through social media. In fact, for the most part, they can't even leave their apartments.
So usually about like once or twice a day you can leave to the gym or the balcony.
Shubham Goyal was one of the 13 contestants on the show.
You get used to having to stay in one area, just walking around the apartment a lot.
Players hung out virtually while sipping wine alone in their separate rooms. They set workout goals together that they tried to meet by themselves, and they got dressed up for dates that only happened online.
Essentially, it's a social experiment where you never meet each other. You only interact on social media, and through that, you're building bonds that will decide who goes and who doesn't.
When filming ended, Goyal went back to work as a data analyst, back to hanging out with friends in person, and back to being able to leave his home whenever he wanted. Back to normal life. But by mid-March, it became clear things weren't going to be normal anytime soon.
All six counties in the San Francisco Bay Area will be ordered to shelter in place. The new guidelines are set to be issued this afternoon. The order will last for 2 weeks and could be extended for a third week.
The Bay Area went on a near lockdown, with the rest of California quickly following suit. To Goyal, the shelter-in-place order felt like a weird throwback, a reality show sequel that was taking place in real life.
I think the thing that surprised me is like how this just came really quickly after The Circle and stuff, because we've been in that situation where you can't leave the premises. I think that's the most shocking thing.
The biggest thing that quarantine has in common with The Circle? Most contact with other people is limited to the internet. You might think someone who would go on a reality show about online communication would be a big fan of it. But Goyal doesn't really like social media. Actually, he kind of hates it.
Let's meet the next player who wants to be the apple of the circle's eye.
My presence on social media, it's very minimal. Honestly, I think social media is our modern day bubonic plague. It's actually the devil in all its forms.
Goyal even ran for governor in 2018 on a platform of banning social media in schools.
Social media companies were using this random effect that just draws on your anxiety to get people addicted to their platforms. It's essentially the same thing that the slot machines use, where we go on these sites because you might get a new friend request, you might get new comments. It can be bad for people, especially when there's no moderation.
He thinks the fact that he isn't completely obsessed with social media is part of what's helping him stay positive during the quarantine.
Even if you really love social media, you know, which I know a lot of people do, try to balance your day with stuff to do, and I think you'll feel better. I'm watching movies, I love to play video games, board games, ping pong. I'm playing a good amount of ping pong. Not as much as The Circle, but I still play a bit. Wow, this is such a throwback to the game. I would do this for hours. Helps you keep centered and stuff.
But Goyal does need some human contact. And the shelter-in-place rules mean that has to be on social media. So he looks back to what he learned on The Circle. Even though he went into the show loathing social media with a passion, he actually ended up having a pretty good time. He made real friendships, even though they couldn't see each other or even hear each other's voices.
You can build bonds, genuine bonds, through social media. I did it on The Circle, so I know it's true, yeah.
And he thinks that social media, in moderation, can play that role for others during the quarantine, too.
It is our only way of communicating with the world. We are alone, right? So you don't want to feel lonely. So it can help with that because you can reach people. But it also amplifies your anxiety on that end. So it's like a catch-22.
That anxiety about not being able to see family and friends in person can make it hard to get beyond superficial conversations.
We tend to just interact with people on a surface level. We're all guilty of it, where you say, what's up? Not much.
But Goyle says there are ways to feel close to people, even when you can't be close to them.
Don't be afraid to show a little more than you're used to, and it doesn't have to be anything extreme. Like, if you're feeling bad, just tell them you're feeling bad. That's how the bonds form. I think humans are very receptive to that when it's deeper than the usual, so I think what you give is what you'll get.
For now, he's focused on finding balance.
I think just to realize what social media is and everything's good in moderation, and just remember that, you know, the quarantine will end eventually.
And until it does, we can keep in touch with what's important by going online. And just as importantly, by logging off. For Cross Currents, I'm Julia Linus Goodman.
Julia is a fellow in KELW's Audio Academy, and we're currently accepting applications for the next Audio Academy class. So if you want to learn how to make radio, how to become a better storyteller, and serve your community, go ahead and apply. Find the information at kalw.org.